Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
President Trump held a news conference this morning. Pete Hegseth was there. Janine Pirro. Pirro, I think I'm getting that wrong, right? Paul Morrow will correct me in a second. Here's what President Trump said.
Announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
Yeah, he says it's now under federal control.
Under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States, I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, you know what that is, and placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control.
Fox News contributor Paul Morrow, he is the founder of a great website called theobsessed.org, is back with us this afternoon. Hello, Paul. How are you? Happy Monday to you.
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Mark.
What do you think about this move? You know, there's a lot of parallels between St. Louis and D.C. when it comes to crime. Obviously, much bigger city, much more things on display with the Capitol. But when I heard a lot of the details when I heard this news conference this morning, I couldn't help but, you know, thinking about St. Louis and the lack of police that we have and some of the out-of-control crime that we've experienced. But the president's had enough. The question would be, the Democrats are going to love trying to go at him on this, talking about, you know, taking democracy away. Was this a good move on the part of the Trump administration?
I think it was. I mean, it's a little bit part of Donald Trump's overall plan here to try to enliven and revivify America's cities, which are all failing across the board. I mean, what I've referred to on the air is the nutjob archipelago, because every possible pathology that the left can conjure is in play in all of our major blue cities. I mean, on the East Coast, you got Philadelphia, Baltimore, New York, even Boston now is starting to go. Washington, D.C., of course, St. Louis, as you say, Memphis. Then you go to Chicago, then we can go out west to Oakland, San Francisco, L.A., Seattle, Portland. All of them are suffering under the same delusions that we can somehow or other social worker our way into safe cities, into cities that don't suffer from the dysfunction of homelessness and rampant crime, recidivism, things that we learned the hard way in the 80s and into the 90s. And the problem with them is that they worked, and the left just can't seem to countenance that. And so I think that Donald Trump's audience today was far bigger than Washington, D.C. A couple of times he made the point to expand the playing field. I think he was talking to the big city mayors of the country. D.C. is more amenable to what he's done here, obviously, because it's federal and there is legislation in place that he can invoke to do what he did today. But one thing about Donald Trump I've learned is that, you know, you certainly can't bet against him. And I have a feeling that he's got a follow-on plan here for New York likely next and many other cities across the board.
I had someone say to me, you know, I understand why he's doing this, but how would I feel if you had federal troops that were wandering around St. Louis, for example? And I said, well, I don't think I'd be really troubled by it because I don't think they're going to be showing that for us during the daytime. It's at 1 a.m. when these kids look. Paul, we had this story from last week where these 14-year-old kids carjacked an Uber driver and they were brought into custody. They were let out because they were, you know, Ute offenders. Then they carjacked a Lyft driver. You can't even make this stuff up. So you got crime that's going on from 14-year-old kids on down the line. It's unacceptable. People don't feel safe in many parts of our city and many parts of your city. So we just took back state control of our police department. We now have a police commission. Several years ago, we got rid of that because we were one of the few cities in the country that did not have, you know, local control. So we went to local control, complete failure. Crime numbers spiked. It didn't work. There was reluctancy, but a lot of people, including me, who were on board with local control, finally said, we got to go in the other direction because what we're doing now is not working.
Yeah, and you know, you guys had one of the worst prosecutors in the country, Kim Gardner.
Clearly.
And, you know, you're
yes.
thankfully rid of her, but she was really a paradigm for just ineptitude. And the functions there that were failing are failing everywhere. We have Alvin Bragg here, which is just another version of Kim Gardner, and you have them across the country. In Philadelphia, obviously, you have, and they got, thankfully, they got rid of Chesa Boudin out in San Francisco, but it hasn't improved much. And the thing that happened that I think I just, you know, should sensitize people to is that the left is very clever with this stuff. And they're relentless. It's a religion to them, and so they'll never give up. And when they saw the aperture that they could drive all of this stuff through after George Floyd, they got their entire wish list, and it happened everywhere. A lot of it was already on the march. But they institutionalized it this time. And what I mean by that is it's concretized in legislation. And so Jeanine Pirro today at the lectern in D.C. talked about it, where we have to change the law. We have to change the law. Because she's right. You can put in 1,000 yeah. cops. You can get the feds out there, and it's a prophylactic effect. You can stop people before it happens. But in terms of prosecuting after the fact and bringing cases that stick, raising the age to 18, which has happened in here in New York and other cities, federally, it is 18. Everybody gets charged as a youth offender. They go to family court. They get right out.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this reluctance to recognize that, you know, if nothing else, if you lock these people up, and I recognize that in some instances they're going to be quite young, but if nothing else, if you lock them up, at least they're not out there hurting other people. And the age of criminal responsibility here in New York was 16 during the height of broken windows. And I got to tell you, I think that there are a lot of people walking around out there who might have become recidivist perps and ruined their lives who didn't go that way because at 16, they felt the brush of the system and they got on the straight and narrow, which is something you never hear about. But instead, we've incentivized this sort of thing. And as you know, you and I've talked about this, the older, more organized perps will use the younger
yep.
kids, especially in D.C., for
exactly.
carjackings because they know they get away with
right.
it. And so these are things that just have been concretized, as I said, that they're locked in place by legislature. And in many of these blue cities and blue states, like, for instance, Illinois, you just are never going to get the kind of veto-proof majority on the right to undo this stuff. They knew that, and they locked it all in place. And it's almost like you just have to throw up your hands and say, well, this is what you want, and this is what you're going to get. But it really is a shame that we're going to give up the crown jewels of this country, which are our cities.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It really is. And we have our challenges here. There's no doubt. Let's talk about your friend Mamdani, everyone's friend in New York City, the next mayor.
There is no borough that will be free from Trump's cruelty. We will feel the pain of this legislation, whether we are in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, or Staten Island. And we will shine a light this week and every week on the costs of this vision that is coming out of Washington, D.C.
So he's not really talking about what he's going to do for New York City anymore. He's talking about what Trump is going to do to New York City and this threat of democracy. That seems to be the point of this tour here this week in all the boroughs.
Yeah, and, you know, classic Marxism, which is that he's not going to articulate any specific policies or programs and procedures that he's going to put in place that are going to make life better for average New Yorkers. All he just does is say affordability, 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 Donald Trump bad. And, you know, Robert Louis Stevenson, the British author, said that politics is the only profession for which it's thought no experience necessary. And this guy is absolutely the poster boy. He's never had a job. He's never had a real job. He's never run anything. he's been in government. He went from the classic academic government pipeline, which is, of course, the typical Marxist career path right out of academia and into telling the rest of us how we should live our lives despite never having to be, you know, brushed up by the real world. And as a result, he's got all this pie in the sky stuff that I'm sure sounds great in the teacher's lounge. But in the real world, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And he's promising free lunches. And all I can say is that, you know, we might have to go through what we went through here in the 70s and the 80s here in New York and across the country in St. Louis as well, where the whole thing bottoms out.
Yep. I think that's where I am.
You know,
yeah. And unfortunately, that's where I think that's the camp that I'm in right now. But is it just me or does he appear, because I guess the reality is settling in, he's the Democrat nominee. Typically, it's the Democrat nominee that's going to win the race. Curtis Sliwa is not going to win as a Republican. You have some independent candidates. But there does seem to be a realization that he's going to be the next mayor. And is he picking up more support because of that? He's getting some endorsements, isn't he?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, because everybody wants to be behind a winner, and a lot of the people that are endorsing him were running themselves for other things, and they all want him to give them jobs. And this always happens in government. In New York, it always happens. You see people start to align behind a presumptive winner, and I'm sure he's going to come through for it. You know, he's going to hand out deputy mayoralties like candy, and they'll all be on the public dime. And they, you know, we have, with every successive mayor since Giuliani, the size of New York City government has grown. Actually, I think Bloomberg did cut it a bit, but certainly under de Blasio and now under Mayor Adams. Mayor Adams started something like 15 brand new branches of city government, and it seems to have been just to employ his buddies. The city quality of life is, and the city just gets worse, but they're all employed, and so they're all lining up behind Mamdani. And as I said, you know, it's going to be amusing to watch him try to use social workers to keep the peace, to try to make the subways run, all the things that are failing here. He has no idea how to fix them. And unfortunately, right now, the last best hope here, and, you know, I want to bite my tongue for saying this, is Andrew Cuomo.
So even Eric Adams doesn't have a chance?
No, Adams is actually pulling behind Sliwa.
Oh, my.
And Adams, I think, Adams has forfeited his chance, and I'm sorry, but, like, I gave Adams a very good play right out of the gate. When a lot of people did not want to, you know, his reputation on the police department was less than stellar, but he managed his way into the, you know, Gracie Mansion, which is the mayor's mansion. And he's completely blown what was a golden opportunity. Having been a cop, but yet a Democrat, he had the opportunity to really clean us up after the de Blasio years. He said a lot of this stuff as he was running. And instead, as I said, he just expanded government, started new commissionerships and new branches and the undersecretary of this and the special czar for that. And they half of them have been indicted. The other half had to resign, and they seem to be awaiting indictment. He himself was indicted. Donald Trump saved him. And
yeah, it's
he
a mess.
Really just,
you guys got a mess.
He,
right?
just created a mess and he just blew it. And he had the opportunity to be transformative because we were already bottoming out after de Blasio. And he just didn't have the chops to do it. And I'm sorry, at this point, you got to give up on him.
So what I would say just from afar, if you're looking at Cuomo or Mamdani, I don't know that either one of them is better than the other. I mean, if Andrew Cuomo, oh, my God. So I think that rock bottom, hitting rock bottom with Mamdani might be the better choice for New Yorkers. We'll have to see. Paul, always great to hook up with you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.